The Mystery of the Missing Mummy.
What do you mean it's disappeared? It was here 2 hours ago when I locked up. All the visitors had left the museum. I made sure of it myself. There was only the new cleaner and myself here.
The new cleaner?
Yes, our usual cleaner had phoned in sick, so we had a new chap come in. I forget his name. Bill, I think it was. Quite a small fellow, really. You don't think...
By the look of the dust on the cabinets and the dry mop and bucket in the corner, I guess he wasn't here to spruce the place up.
P.C. Williams, go round to the cleaner's home, would you, and check if he's still sick.
Certainly, Inspector. Should I phone an ambulance to meet me there?
Best, Tad. Now, Professor, exactly how long have you had this mummy?
Not long. Tonight was our opening night. It was in all the newspapers. The mummy was to be our prize exhibit. Did you read about it?
I'm a very busy man, Professor.
I wonder why the alarm never went off.
For the same reason we stood here in the dark holding torches. By the way, what size shoes do you wear, Professor?
What a ridiculous question. Why on earth do you wish to know my shoe size? Size 9, if you must know.
Size 7. And look here, another set, size 5. And they're both heading towards the fire exit. It looks like our thieves have left us a trail of breadcrumbs after all.